Okay, hello.
Howdy.
Welcome back. It's been far, far too long.
Just a little.
We originally intended the Mile High Bourbon and Rye podcast to be a bi-weekly podcast. It is quickly pushing the once-a-year boundary at this point.
Mostly my fault.
There's a lot of just life that ended up happening, as I'm sure everybody is aware, that things outside of pretty much everyone's control has sort of changed the name of the game at the moment. But we're back, we're thrilled to be back, and excited to start talking more local distilleries, local spirits, local everything, anything and everything. Very excited. Hockey's starting back up. Hopefully football will be something that'll actually happen this year. Baseball's actually gonna start, so
yay, sports.
Maybe the world will get back to a little bit more normal. We finally went out to eat for the first time in what felt like 10 years, although it was really only like 3 months.
We also got to finally go out to some distilleries,
which was a blast. First one we visited was Snitching Lady up in Fairplay, which happens to be what you're drinking.
Yes, I'm having the peach brandy right now from Snitching Lady.
Really, really excellent bottle. Myself, I'm enjoying the Evans & Pike Reserve Solera Bourbon. Evans & Pike being the farm and spirit guys. They do mash build, cask house. Some people know them as Black Forest Distilling. Excellent. Excellent. Actually, really just the main guy there is the one that I've talked to, but Rich does a great job with his product, and I am thrilled to be enjoying this glass. So, let's kind of talk about what's happened recently. Everybody's been quarantined, locked up, not being able to go out. If you're lucky enough to be essential, you at least got to get out of your house on a regular basis. And, of course, everything was immediately on lockdown. There's no toilet paper left in the world at the beginning of this.
But good news is that booze was always there to carry us through.
There was certainly plenty of that available. And as we both work in the liquor selling industry, we certainly were able to keep busy through the last few months. That was not a problem at all.
And for our lovely distilleries that supply the booze for Colorado, switched to different gear to help out was really wonderful. They switched from booze to hand sanitizer.
Yeah, there's a lot of them started producing hand sanitizer. I know the folks over at Mystic Mountain pumped out an insane amount of it in an extremely short amount of time. Talnua Distillery, the newer guys in Arvada, were producing a heck of a lot of hand sanitizer. Spirit Hound up in Lyons was producing it. It seems like pretty much everybody that had a still started popping hand sanitizer out. You can't hear her, but Angela just nodded in agreement. She's really not certain how microphones work. They're still a little difficult to get used to, apparently. It's a lot different. Well, speaking of local distilleries, we did say we went up and hung out at the Snitching Lady not too long ago. If you have not been up in Fairplay yet, highly recommend heading up there. We hung out for a few hours, had a couple cocktails. They showed us around. Why don't you tell us about the cocktail you had?
Oh, I had a few. First, I had the Snitch, which is a whiskey sour with rye, lemon, and egg white, and lavender. And they make it so wonderful. I also had a smash with rye whiskey, lemon, and mint.
Both were definitely pretty good. I believe I had the whiskey sour one as well. And they actually have this really cool, or no, I had the smoked old fashioned. That's what it was. And not only do they, you know, torch the wood and, you know, capture the smoke in the glass and everything, but they actually have a little metal stamp brand type deal. They burn or heat up the stamp and then push it into the ice and leave their logo right there on the top of your ice cube, which was just super cool.
Yes, it was very awesome surprise.
So, definitely very fun to go up there. Those guys, they're, you know, running the whole operation out of the original South Park Bank, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, and they had the vault in the middle of the room.
Vault just literally, the vault door is right there, right behind the bar. You can just see the whole thing. And it's just such a cool old door that, I mean, it just adds another element to the whole experience sitting in there, like, really awesome.
Historic.
And then they're actually malting their own grains, their own barley and stuff, back in the distilling area. They've got it laid out on the floor, just like, I mean, if you end up in Scotland or, you know, somewhere where they're doing that, and they're just sitting it out on the floor, constantly turning it, letting it sprout, get the real malty quality. Really cool to see. Those guys, definitely very passionate, very much enjoying what they're doing, and love talking about it.
Yeah, it was really great. We also went to the Whistling Hare.
We did get to stop in there just recently. That one was also a blast. They've got a little bit smaller of a building.
Where were they located?
In Westminster, right over by the First Bank Center. And a little bit smaller of a building, but excellent view right out the front. They have a garage door, yes, and you can just see the Front Range. And they had some really good cocktails as well. One of them was, let's see, they did a...
The Westminster Abbey blew me away. I do not like tea any way, shape, or form.
And this one was, they steep vodka with Earl Grey tea for, what did he say, 24 to 48 hours?
I'm not sure. I was like 2-3 cocktails in at that point.
They steeped it for a while, and it was so, so good. Couple other pieces to it, but if you find yourself in Westminster stopping by Whistling Hare, highly recommend. Wilson was the guy behind the bar. He's their distiller. Very passionate, very knowledgeable type of guy. But that Westminster Abbey, we asked him, you know, what cocktail do you recommend? And he said that one just because it's so unique and something that only they do. And sure enough, it was unique and it was quite enjoyable.
Definitely blew our socks off.
And we tried a couple of their just spirits as well. Bought a bottle of the rye whiskey, so be looking for the review of that in the not-too-distant future. Definitely going to be one that we'll write up. And look forward to just kind of getting back into visiting more distilleries. There's few in Denver that we want to hit pretty soon.
Yeah, or if you guys have a recommendation of one, we would love to hear from that.
Yeah, anybody who's listening to this and is like, oh man, there's just this distillery you got to go check out. If we haven't been already, like, we'll definitely go visit, check it out, try whatever it is that they've got to offer, because we are all about bringing this, you know, going and visiting all these guys and doing everything like that, so... Basically, welcome back to enjoying Colorado spirits and everything, and hopefully life getting a little bit back to normal. I know we said hockey's sort of back.
Woohoo!
Avs are on the ice for, like, phase one or phase two. I don't know how many phases the NHL has, but they're going to have a lot of phases before they actually get back to games, but they're cranking along, and my goodness... At least I am extremely excited about that.
I think we all are.
And just cannot wait for the playoffs to resume and be able to enjoy some Colorado beverages, whether it be beers, wines, cocktails, anything made here in the state to cheer them on to hopefully a Stanley Cup championship. But, as we'll definitely be watching it from home and not in the stadium, we'll have to come up with some cocktails to enjoy at home. So, we're thinking...
On that note, why don't you guys send us out a note of what you guys have been making? What creative concoctions have been happening during your COVID time?
What's your COVID cocktail of choice? Even if it's something classic, something that, you know, is a standby cocktail... or if it's something that you just sort of poured a bunch of stuff together and hoped that it turned out and you were surprised by how delicious it was. We want to try it.
Woohoo! Regardless of how wonky it is.
So, we can't wait to hear from you guys. We can't wait to keep bringing you guys more podcasts. We can't wait to just get back to being semi-normal.
Yes. Visiting more distilleries for sure.
And visiting just anywhere for sure.
And on that note, we raise our glass to you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we know this was a short one, but we'll be back soon and can't wait to keep sharing with you. Cheers.
Cheers. Bottoms up.